So, Daniel, a big move for you in terms of a total change of scenery, of climate, of the type of football. What are your initial impressions of the League of Ireland?
So far, I've been enjoying it, to be honest. It's a very physical, very intense league, and we got a taste of it a little bit on a Friday night. But I've been enjoying it a lot, to be honest.
And tell us a little bit about your career to actually get here. Where did it start, and where were you last?
So I started in Portugal, like my local club and my local town. Then I just played in Portugal until I was around like 20 years old. Moved to the United States for university and to play. Went to Dubai for 1 year and came here.
And do you know each other?
Yeah, so we grew up playing against each other, but we didn't really like ever meet, you know. But we had some friends in common. But as soon as like I came here, they told me, oh, Bernardo was here as well, and they told him like, oh, Daniel is coming next week, and I'm like, oh yeah, we know each other, you know. It's the first time actually like playing together.
And back in Portugal, who would your favorite team be there?
Sporting. Sporting, full-time Sporting fan since I was a young kid, yeah.
Well, I'm told Bernardo is actually Benfica, so you'll be a little bit of rivalry.
A little bit of healthy rivalry, but it's good, you know, like, it's good. Yeah.
Now, tell me about the training here since you arrived and fitting in with the other guys and sort of getting to know. Is it very different to what you were doing in the States?
It has been pretty easy in my opinion, like we have to like thank the guys for that, because like everybody received us like with open arms, like made us feel like part of the team right away. So it's been like good, if I can say, like it's been good, like. And comparing to the United States, I would feel like in the United States was kind of similar. You had the difference because like you would live with all your teammates, so you'd spend the whole day with them, you have more time with them. But here, like, we're only with our teammates during training. But it's also good because you don't spend the whole day with them. So when you get to training, those moments in the locker room before, like you're like getting to know each other more, et cetera, like building a better relationship.
And away from the football side of things, you know, you find it easy enough to occupy the spare time that you have?
Yeah. So we always go to the gym every day, like spend a couple hours there. Come for some walks here around like city center. We always find something to do, even if sometimes just relax at home, watch a TV show or a movie.
And what are your own sort of personal ambitions for this season?
Personally, for me, it's just a generic goal. Like, I'll keep the main goals for myself, but I just want to help the team do good and have a great season, win as many games as possible, and just bring joy to the fans. That's, at the end of the day, that's what we care the most.
Aaron, you've heard people talking about the fans. Harps will be one of the smaller clubs in the country, but a loyal fan base. And even in Athlone, there would have been a small crowd. No matter where you go, you will see the fans, and no doubt you'll get a connection with them.
Yeah, so I was told already about like being like a smaller fan base but loyal, which I think it's much better, to be honest. And I was very happy to see our fans at Athlone, and I wanted to thank them all for coming and just say to keep coming, because we're gonna work hard, we're gonna be aggressive, be intense, like we're gonna go for the wins, like we want to win games. So as long as we have their support, you know, like, it's all we care about.